I will share with you the message about being the Lord's business. You know, it's so important for us to be involved serving the Lord. Day by day, I see how the Christianity is losing the strength. You know, day by day, I see how Christianity is going in another direction. And it's not close to God. It's far from the Lord. But the truth is this, as many people, they need Christ. Wherever you go, you will see people needing Christ. And they need a true Christian who go and share with them the truth from the gospel and also the true Christian life and the true walking with God. You know, and when you go some places, people, probably some of them, they're hurt by church, by members in the churches. The church where we start over there in Sao Paulo, I believe we start with people who already is hurt by other churches, people who lose something from some important things for them, but some churches taken out from them. You know, in Brazil we have those business churches, and they call that like a prosperity gospel, but they ask the people for their cars and homes. They ask for all the money what they have, and they told the people, if you have faith, you need to give me. You need to give us. You know, pastor, the pastor over there, he don't call himself pastor. He called himself businessman. You know, and he has his own helicopter. You know, I don't know how many he has, but he has 40,000 congregations, in the whole country. And he honors the churches, and it's no God. It's he, they always find something from the Bible to do business. And they say, you want the Lord do a miracle in your life, do this. And you know, they sell roses, and they say, this is the certain rose, and you take to your home, and you clean all your house and bring it back to the church, and we will bring here so all the bad spirits will be disappear. But each rose costs you $20. So the people, you know, a church with almost 13,000 people in attendance buy each one a rose. And, you know, this is the kind of business what they have. But what I see is not only those churches. And in Brazil, we had 13 different churches like that. And they have congregations everywhere. And now they're going to other countries and the whole world now. But what I see is how they're affecting the gospel, how they're affecting the Lord, you know, the Lord's desire to save people in his way. So for us, it's so important to be faithful there. Keep going, serving the Lord. And when we started the church over there in Sao Paulo, the people, they were asking, when you will ask for the tithes and offerings? And I say, if you are a Christian, you know what you need to do. You do. But I don't come here to ask for your money. I come to spread and share with you the gospel. And many people there in Brazil, they say, I like this church because you come and give us the gospel and you preach to us the word of God without us for money. And you know what? It's so important. Jesus, he don't need our money. Of course, if we are Christians, we know about tithes and offerings and missions and you know, funds for building. And it's good to invest. You know, your money and what is the eternal, you know. And it's so important for the Lord. But at the same time, you know, those people, they're hurt because those other churches, they play with their faith. And it's so sad. But in this time, you know, we need to understand how important it is for us to be faithful and also to be involved in the Lord's business. You know, Jesus, he was in the temple in Luke chapter 2. The Bible tells us this. In Luke chapter 2, in the verse 48. Luke chapter 2, verse 48. I hope you understand my Spanglish. And with a Mexican accent. Huh? It's hard when you try to explain and preach the word of God to another language, but I pray for the Lord. Bless our hearts, because he needs us. He needs us in his business, in his will. In Luke chapter 2, verse 48, you follow me, or you go with me in these verses. The Bible says this, when Jesus, he was in the temple, you know the story, and the parents, they went to the temple, and when they returned to their homes, Jesus, he wasn't with them. In the verse 48, it says, and when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why dost deal with us? Behold, thy father and I have sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye saw me? With now that I must be abound in my father's business. Jesus, he told his mom, Mom, why are you looking for me when you know I need to be in my father's business? And Jesus, he knows he only had a short time, and he was ready to die for us. And he know he time was so important. And he told his mom, you know, I need to be in my dad's business. You know, this business is no business about money, but that is about souls. And it's the important business for the Lord. Praise the Lord for missionaries. Praise the Lord for churches, like your church. Praise the Lord for Christian, you know, true Christian people who love the Lord, who love the missions, who love to give for the gospel continue spending. Praise the Lord for people like that. I believe in mission. I believe in to spend whatever the Lord gave me. I believe it's so important to spend in the Lord's business. And you know what? It's so important. And I know people who really like to invest what they have just for the gospel continue different places. And praise the Lord for that. And thank you. Thanks the Lord for that, because through that I am a result, you know, for that ministry. And the Lord, and this business is so wonderful for me. And praise the Lord for that, because through that is how I get saved. You know, and I believe, you know, for the Lord, each soul don't have price, only his price. You know, and he died for us. And that price is so high, nobody can pay for our salvation. But praise the Lord, because Jesus, he says, I want to die for you. And I want to save you. And he is paying his life. And I don't know how much. If somebody asks you, I will give you $100,000 for you die. You know, but I want to kill you. I don't know if you are willing to do that. You know, sometimes you say, well, let me ask my wife, you know. But if they ask, but if you ask your wife, probably she will say, oh, yeah, go ahead. But sometimes, you know, sometimes people, but of course, they will not ask your wife, because she will say, well, you don't need to give me so much. Just with 10,000 is fine, right? But the truth is, you're not willing to sacrifice your life. But Jesus, he was willing. And he saw, and this is, we are the result for his sacrifice. And praise the Lord for that. I am so thankful what the Lord, he did for me. I am so thankful, because I know what a mess I will be doing if I'm not saved. But you know, praise the Lord, because now I am his child. So, you know, and it's so important for us to understand, you know, we need to be involved serving the Lord. Be in the Lord's business. So I will pray for the message and for the Lord help us. Lord Jesus, I pray for you, bless your word. Lord, I pray for you, help me. You know, I get nervous, try to come and try to speak English, and also, Lord, try to in front of these precious people, Lord, and this church, what I love and I appreciate. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Blayla. I pray for you, bless this church. I pray for you, bless each one and of us. And Lord, help us to be in your business, Lord, serving you, honor you with our lives and with what we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, you know, the Lord, he wants us in his business. He wanted, you know, it's so important for us to understand, when you get saved, you know, only you have one purpose in your life. And it's what the Lord, he wants you to understand. We only have one purpose in our life. And I understood that. When I get saved, I said, Lord, I know I cannot be a governor in Mexico. I cannot be a president. But I like to be one of the soul winners. I like to be one of the person who is serving you. And you know what? Praise the Lord for that. He gave me that opportunity. And you know what? I feel the privilege to be serving my God. I feel a privilege because, you know, thinking of money, I really don't care for money. You know, I don't care for material need, because one day, you know, when I leave this world and when I leave this body, I will be in the presence of my God. And He will ask me, Juan, how much money you made? And He will ask me, Juan, how many talents you have? You know, or, Juan, how many languages you learn? He will not ask me those things. He will say, Juan, what you did for me? And of course, I cannot say, well, Lord, I bought a Lamborghini, and I was driving, you know, and show the people what kind of guy I had, my father, you know, and you provide for me this thing. You know, sometimes we invest and we spend our money, or we spend our life in things that will not produce fruit. You know, one day I went to Santa Clara and Pastor Triver, I don't know if you know him. And he has a Filipino lady. And you know what? That lady, she surprised me. She drives her Mercedes so nice, like some of you guys. She has another kind of nice car. But you know what? She what surprised me for her? In the trunk of her car, she had a box. In that box, she had candies. She had lollipops and all kind of candies. And she go visit her bus route. And her nice cars. But you know what? She had a love for those kids. And when I saw the box, I said, what you do with this box? And she said, oh, it's for my kids. For my bus route kids. And she go and visit them. And this thing, and you know what? That touched my heart. Because the Lord, He says, I will trust in you what you have. I will give you, I will give you a nice job. I will give you a nice car. I will give you a nice home. I will give you a nice family. But I will see what you're ready to do for me. Are you willing to sacrifice just a little for me or not? You know, we misunderstand this thing. You know, as missionaries, you know, I think we need to be happy, and also Christians who are here in Jerusalem. You need to be happy and pray for missionaries. Pray for us, because we are doing this business. And you don't know the sacrifice or the things where we are exposed, you know, and the danger where we are exposed. You know, just 2 weeks ago, I think 3 weeks ago, a missionary, Brother Norton, I don't know if you hear about him, but he was in Czech Republic. And he has 4, I think, little children. And the wife, she went to knock his door in the room. And Brother Norton, he was with the Lord. He passed away. He died. And we're still praying for her. We're still praying for the children. But you know what? And it's hard to see those situations. But I know for sure he's a hero in heaven. Because he was in the mission field serving the Lord. And he was involved in the Lord's business. The Lord, He wants us in His business. He wants us to be involved in serving Him. And He wants us to be, day by day, willing to sacrifice ourselves. You know, when you go to the Lord in heaven, He will ask you what you did for me. You know, and sometimes you can say, well, I am too old to serve the Lord. I cannot move fast. But you can pray. And this is important thing. You can pray for the Lord, give us revival in this time. You know, we have short time. And you don't know when Jesus is coming. But He is coming soon. You can see all the signs day by day. You can see all the evil grow. And it's important for us to be involved in serving the Lord. You know, I believe the Lord gave me 7 children. The last time when I count, there were 7. So I believe He gave me 7 children. For what reason? For we have more helpers serving the Lord. And I'm happy for my daughter Esther. She says, Daddy, I like to help the African kids. And she had in her heart, 9-year-old little girl, she want to help African kids. My son, Juan, he says, Daddy, I will be your helper in Brazil. He want to be my assistant pastor, and praise the Lord for their children who want to help daddies. You know? We are serving the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. And David, he says, Daddy, I will give you a headache. No. He says, Daddy, he says, I like to be a pastor in America so I can send you some support. You know, and this is, that touched my heart, because my children, they're little, but they see how important it is to be involved serving the Lord. You know, how important it is to be doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appreciate that, because I say, Lord, praise the Lord for that. I'm not the only one. You know what? It's so important. The Lord, He's looking for somebody who's willing to pay the price. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to say, oh, I'm doing too much already. But I know for sure you can still do more for the Lord. You can still do more for the Lord. Sometimes I feel so sad because I am only one person. And when I hear about Haiti, and when I hear about Africa, and when I hear about other countries, I say, Lord, I like to be many people so I can go to other countries and serve you too. No, because those countries, every country, wherever you go, you see that great need. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He says, He says to His mom, Mom, why are you looking for me? You know, I am in my father's business. And this business is so important because, you know, we had two buyers. And Jesus is one, and the devil is the other one. And he has many helpers helping him to conduct the souls to the condemnation. And you see, Jesus, He don't have too many helpers. For that reason, He said to the disciples, the harvest is plenteous, but the work is few. And we need helpers. You know, church here, your church need helpers. Many ministries, the church need helpers. You know, when you have Saturday at 8 o'clock, the prayer meeting, you know, I know bed is good. You know, I know it's so nice to be drinking your coffee early in the morning, but it's good to be support the ministry in the church. You know, men come pray and spend time. It's really good to come and pray, you know, and have time in the church. And also, you know, when you go and visit the pastor, you know, it's so great when you see many people knocking doors. You know, praise the Lord, we went to knock doors this Saturday. And we had a really good time. You know, we had a lady, she almost convinced Andy to go to the Catholic Church, but, you know, I went to help him, you know. I said, no, don't quit, you know. But this lady, she was hungry to ready to hear the gospel. And only I give this question because she was like, she know everything. So I say, are you ready for the rapture? And she says, what is that? I said, you want to know? Come to our church. And we'll explain you what is that. She was, no, explain me. And I said, and almost Andy, he said, let her like that. Because she need to know what is the rapture. Amen. So praise the Lord for that. You know, when we are in the Lord business, we can do great things. Jesus, He told the disciples, you will do better things than me because I go to my Father. But you are here and you can do great things for me. And you know what? I am so happy be serving my God. I am so happy. You know, I had this opportunity, and I had the opportunity to go and learn this other language and go and reach people for Christ. Praise the Lord for that. But I am only one, you know. When we started the church in 2006, well, we arrived in Brazil in 2006. We started a church in 2007. One service. I was learning the language. I was helping another pastor, a national pastor. In one poor area, we were helping him. And also, another church, we were helping. So I was in three churches per week, helping. And praise the Lord for our church. Our church started growing, and I said, okay, now I need to add another service. So I told the other pastor, I said, I cannot help you anymore. But I helped for a year and a half those pastors.
with all these other areas. And you know what? And praise the Lord, in 2009, we started another area to try to reach more people to Christ. But, you know, it's so sad because we don't have the strength to be in all the places. It's so sad because, of course, I need to, you know, my family is important. I need to take care for them. If my wife, she gets sick, I need to take care for the kids. One time, you know, we went to a hospital, 3 o'clock in the morning, and Micah, he was only 2 months old. You know, and he was with us in the emergency room. And he wasn't sick. My wife and I, we were sick. You know, and what's so sad, and I say, Lord, you know what we're doing for you. Give us the strength. Give us your bless. But you know what? We're going again back. This Wednesday, Lord willing, we will be there. And I know we need to work again. And start working and continue working with the people what we know. And those people, they need, you know, they need us. They need somebody who really, you know, trust in the Lord and is willing to spend time with them. And I'm happy because I can be in the Lord's business. You know, so it's important for us. We need to understand, you know, many times we think, oh, I like to make a lot of money, but our money is not important. You know, in James, the Bible says that the money can be rust. You know, one time I was saving a $100 bill. And I said, I will save this $100 bill if we have emergency. And you know what? Later on, the dollar bill was moldy. And was and I said, I will use because before us, you know, come in parts, you know. And I said, I will use this. And praise the Lord, you know, I make that business. But, you know, our money is not forever. Many times we think, okay, what I need in my life? I know what I need in my life. I need to serve my God. I need to serve my God. And it's important for me. And you know what? As the Lord, He is happy when you are thinking in His business. You know, the devil is taking many, many, many people to hell. You know, kids, teenagers, and adults. And we need to be, you know, the Christians who try to stop them. You know, I have opportunity to spend the gospel to my sister's brothers-in-law. And I told him, I said, I am one who know the bridge is incomplete. And I see you coming in this direction. And I try to stop you and say, don't go in that direction because you will die. You will destroy yourself. I said, I'm the one who tried to tell you. And I had the opportunity to explain the gospel to them. Some of them asked the Lord to save them. You know, and so it's so important for us to understand this thing. You know, so I like to give you this recommendation, you know. Look at my wife, Amy. She was single girl when she went to this mission trip to Mexico. And the Lord convinced her, I want you to serve me. She was a registered nurse. She had her car. She was in her apartment. And the Lord convinced her. I was a poor guy. No money. Nothing. I married her because I was thinking she was with money. And she was thinking I was with money too. No. But you know what? Praise the Lord for that. The Lord, He's still dealing with us. And He's still calling people to serve Him. So teenagers, don't lose the opportunity to spend your life serving the Lord. Kids, don't lose opportunity. So I know it's important to people, and we need people and good people in church. I know, but you know the Lord is calling somebody, some of you. You know, don't deny yourself to the Lord. Say, Lord, what you want from me, I am ready to do for you. You know, I said I really enjoy the opportunity what the Lord gave me. So you know, it's so important for us to understand. You know, everybody. Adults, you can be praying for for missionaries. You can be praying for your church. You can be praying for this nation. You know, 2000 and in November you will have the elections. So pray for the new president. Pray for this nation. Nobody stop this nation for continue you know, bringing the gospel and send missionaries. You know, I went to Canada to raise support, and they said, we cannot send money out from their country. So I don't have any support from Canada. And that's what it's a government issue. You know, so praise the Lord because you had the freedom. And I told you this, it's so important for us, you know, every day you can be checking. You can ask Pastor, how I can invest my life to, you know, serving the Lord. How I can do that? And He will guide you. He will tell you. You know, I don't want to take too much time from you guys, but, you know, understand the Lord, He wants you in His business. And I had opportunity to lead somebody to Christ, and I know what the Lord, He can do in their lives. You know, some people, they told me, I think the people is too hard. I told people, I said, I believe the hardest person in the whole world was me. Because nobody convinced me, but only the Lord. And I'm here, serving the Lord. 18 years ago is when I get saved. Sister Ruth, she can tell you how I was, when I come to church the first time. You know, and she can mention this thing to you. But you know what? Praise the Lord. I am serving my God. And I am in His business. And I encourage you to be in His business. To be in His business. So let's bow our heads and let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. What I have here. Thank you for Pastor Blake. Like, thank you for his friendship and love for us, Lord. I appreciate him so much and his children, Lord. Thank you for them. I pray for you bless each of them, his wife. Lord, also I pray for you bless this church. Lord, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to bother anybody. Lord, what I want is to encourage people, Lord, to understand we need to be in your business. Thank you for our brother in Haiti. Thank you, Lord, for the brother who was planning about the ministry, Lord. Thank you for Brother Mager and his desire to go to those countries, Lord. But Lord, thank you, Lord, because from this church, you sent this group in 1997. This group went to Mexico. And thank you because you touched my wife's heart. And from there, Lord, you give us opportunity to date. And thank you for all the people in this church. Lord, we love all of them here. And I pray for you bless our life. Help us, Lord, to understand we need to be involved in your business. Lord, that your enemy, he's still destroying lives and people. With churches, with religion, with sin, with drugs, or things, well, they take the out from your will. But Lord, you need people who says, Lord, here am I. Let me serve you. Let me honor you. And Lord, I don't know to who you will touch the heart. But Lord, I know. Thank you for you touch my heart. I pray for you continue touching hearts.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful tonight for this time that we've had and how we've been convicted and touched and encouraged and blessed. In these two very different places and two very, very difficult, physically difficult fields. And we think of Juan and Amy and the kids there, Father, and their safety and all the physical needs that they have, Father, and our hearts are burdened. But we know that you're a great God. We come to you in prayer. May we pass the missionary letter on that wall over and over again and be reminded to pray for them and to provide for them. And for the dear people in Haiti, Lord, that are suffering physically in so many ways, Father, and certainly spiritually, we pray, God, that you'll help us to pray for them, to be a blessing as Brother Ron continues to go there. We pray for Brother Ricardo, Lord, and Jerry. You'll give them safe travels, Lord, protect them. And may it encourage us and challenge us, Father, to be about the Father's business, your business, here in our Jerusalem in Judea. We'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.